Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
He has not failed us. He watches over His word to perform it. Has He said, and will He not do it? Our God is a faithful God. Just adore this God. Say some kind words to this God. Because if it had not been the Lord who had been our side, life would have been so difficult for us. He delivered us from the hands of the wicked one. He smiled on us. He worked His best for us. Today is Wednesday, and actually it's Thursday in Ghana right now. This is a good God, the God who protected you and protected me, the one who smiled on us when it felt like we have lost it. Our Father and our God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you've never failed us, and your promises are yea and amen to it. We give you the praise for who you are. We thank you that your promises are yea and amen to it, O God. You watch over your word to perform it. Have you said, and will you not do it? For you are not like the Son of Man that should repent from what you say. Lord, we worship you this evening. The Bible says, if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I want you to take a moment and ask God that, God, I don't deserve your blessings, but yet you smile on me. Pray tonight and ask for forgiveness of sins. Ask that God should correct you. He is the only one who can forgive us. He is the only one who can restore us. And He is the only one who can make a way where there seems to be no way. I want you to pray tonight and tell God that, Lord, make a way in my life. Forgive me from all my wrongs. And Lord, create in me a new heart, a heart that is ready to serve you, a heart that will learn much of you. Lord, have your own way in my life. I want you to tell the Lord to have His own way, that the Lord will keep on leading us. Ask for His forgiveness. David said, create in me a new heart. The Lord sees us more than we know that somebody's seen us. He knows your thought. He knows your path. And He has a good plan for us. Plans to establish us and plans to make things work best for us. Is anything too hard for this God? No. For with God, all things are possible. I know that our God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will direct our path. He will lead us in the path of righteousness. And when David had walked close to this God, he was able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I want you to come to a point that you can also say that the Lord is your shepherd. I want you to come to a point that you will recognize that without Him, you can do nothing. Pray and commit our gathering tonight into the hands of a living God. He has said in His word that where two or three are gathered in His name, He is with them. So we believe that God is with us here. And if God is with us here, then we will experience His blessings. Pray that the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will reveal Himself through His word to you, that you will enjoy His presence as never before. Finally, pray that God would reveal Himself to you. Pray that God will reveal Himself to you through His word. Pray that God will call you by name and God will direct His steps. That God will lead you and God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in themselves. Some trust in some human form of a God. But for the Bible says, those who put their trust in God, God will not disappoint them. God will not fail them. God will make His righteousness fall on them again. I know that this God is a sincere God. I know that this God would not fail us. I know that this God will smile on us. I want you to pray that because He has brought you to this platform, may He show himself great to you. Because he's woke you up even to join us to pray, the Lord will do something new in your life. Pray that your time here will not be a wasted time, and it will be a time that you can enjoy the presence of God. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our Father and our God, we adore you for who you are. We praise your name for your kindness, and we give you the praise because you've never failed us before. Thank you for five of us who have gathered here tonight. Father, we pray that which you intend to speak to us, may we hear your voice. May we experience your blessings as never before. Father, you know us more than we know ourselves. Whenever we come in your presence, it's like we have come home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine presence. Speak to us as never before. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you all for coming tonight. Tonight, we're going to speak on the subject, this mountain shall be removed. I told you, say amen to that.
Amen.
There are mountains in our lives, and it is only God who can remove those mountains. So I want you to understand that this mountain shall be removed. Mountains of doubt in your life, mountains of fear in your life, mountains of disappointment in your life, and mountains that feels like you cannot make it in life, it will be removed tonight. Hallelujah. Mountains of regret, mountains of fear, mountains that you cannot succeed in life, it will all be removed tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I want to create a scene for you to begin to look at the picture. Imagine standing before a massive mountain, one so high and wide that it seems impossible to even move that mountain. It even blocks your path, limits your vision, and feels like an immovable force in your life. Friends, we all face mountains, starting from me. Challenges that seems too big to overcome. It could be financial struggles. It could be health issues. It could be broken relationship, or even doubt and fear. It could also be loss of job or a loss of a loved one in your life, either a friend, a brother, a mother, or a father. That is a mountain that is in your life right now. But I like what scripture says, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. It gives us an incredible promise. I said incredible promise. The promise is, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. I told you, say amen to that. This isn't a metaphor. It is a divine principle of faith. God specializes in removing mountains. I want to tell you tonight that if you're wondering, the specialist we have come before him, his name is called Dr. Jesus. And one of his specialties is removing mountains in our lives. And today, we will dive into what it means to activate our faith so that the mountains in our lives will be removed. Amen.
Amen.
The first thing I want you to recognize is recognizing the mountain. Because if you don't recognize that there's a mountain in your life, you would not have a cure to that mountain. So I want you to dive into your own life and begin to look at areas that is becoming a mountain in your life, or that has become a mountain in your life. Before we can move a mountain, we must first recognize it. What is the mountain in your life today? I am asking you. I'm not asking you to tell me, but I'm asking you, what is that mountain in your life? According to Bible, in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus chapter 14, the Israelites faced the mountain. The mountain they faced was of the Red Sea when they were confronted with the Red Sea, with Pharaoh's army behind them and the sea in front of them. It looked like There was no way forward. But Moses had faith in God. And Moses stretched his rod to the Red Sea. And God made a way where there was no way. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I want you to identify the obstacle in your life. The obstacle could be an obstacle called fear. Fear that you would not succeed in life. Fear that you would not live long. Fear that you would not have enough money to take care of yourself. It could also be it is a lack of resources. Of course, money answers everything. So if you don't have money, then obviously you have lack of resources. It could also be a spiritual stagnation. There are certain things spiritually, it is fighting against our progress. And because of those things, we cannot go anywhere. We are stuck spiritually and we cannot move forward. But I want you to recognize your mountain tonight. If you recognize this mountain, then there will be a victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the second point I want you to think about is you have to speak to the mountain with faith. You have to speak to your mountain with faith. Don't speak to my mountain, because my mountain is what I have to deal with. But you got to face your own mountain and speak to it by faith. According to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27, it says, there was a storm in the boat where the 12 disciples with Jesus were sitting in. And that storm threatened to sink the boat. So the disciples were afraid. And they came to meet Jesus sleeping, even in the storm. So they got close to Jesus and they told Jesus, Master, careth not that we perish. But Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves, commanding them to be still. And immediately the storm was obedient because of Jesus' authority. Hallelujah. The storms obeyed to Jesus. It obeyed because of Jesus' authority. The Bible says God has given you an authority, and he's given me an authority to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and nothing will by any means hurt us. Amen. There are things that we have authority over. Number one is the mountain in your life. You have authority over that mountain. You have to speak the word of God to that mountain. And if you speak in faith, as Jesus spoke with faith to the boisterous wind on the sea, and even the wind obeyed Jesus. I want you to remember, step two, speak to your mountain in faith. Amen. For those who joined us recently, we are speaking about this mountain shall be removed. And my first point I said was, you first have to recognize that there's a mountain in your life. A mountain can be fear, can be doubt, can be lack of finances or lack of resources. And when you realize that there's a lack, the second thing you need to do is you have to speak to that mountain. And I gave an example from Matthew chapter 8, 23 to 27, that Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves when the disciples met him sleeping in the boat. He commanded the winds to cease, and it did obey. So what I was sharing is we can command our mountain with the word of God and with faith. Amen.
Amen.
Think about testimonies of people who have spoken in faith and seen breakthroughs. I have spoken in faith on certain things in my life, and I have seen that the Lord has done it for me. Maybe another person got healed after declaring God's word over their life and over that sickness. I want to let you know that the Lord is about to remove a mountain in your life tonight. Sickness, according to the word of God, when we pray and lay our hands and believe that God has done it, God would take care of us. Dearly beloved, instead of speaking about how big your problem is, instead of calling your friends and sharing your doubt and your fears with, I want you to stop the pity situation, but gather strength and come before the Lord. Speak to your mountain and tell the Lord that, Lord, this sickness must go. This death that I'm owing must go. This fear must leave. This situation that is worrying me, it must be removed in Jesus' name, and it will be done. Hallelujah. Amen. The third and the final point I want to stand on it before we enter into prayer is, one, Jesus tells us that the key to moving mountain is believing without doubt. Believing in him without doubt. There is a scripture in Numbers chapter 13, verse 14. A man called Joshua and Caleb, they saw the promised land and believed God could give to them. While the other 10 spies, they doubted. They doubted that it's possible that we cannot get into this land. Beloved, Joshua and Caleb, because of their faith, they entered into the promised land. While the doubters perished in the wilderness. Are you going to be a man of faith or a woman of faith? Or you're going to be a doubter? If you walk in doubt, you will perish in the wilderness. And I pray that none of us would have a situation of that. In the New Testament, there's a man I would want to talk about from book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. This man had every reason to doubt that Jesus could heal her daughter. But she believed that if Jesus doesn't even touch her daughter, but speak but one word, her daughter will be receiving her healing. And Jesus said, I have never seen a man who has such a faith. For some of us, our position is seeing is believing. We have to feel it. We have to see it. We have to touch it before we believe it. But I tell you tonight, the faith is calling to us that do not exist as though they were. Believe in God. Trust in God. For God is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which you can think or dream of. Beloved, I conclude by saying, faith requires action. Genuine faith requires what? Action. Shall we all say together, genuine faith requires action. Some of you didn't say it. I want everybody to say it. Genuine faith requires action. If you believe your mountains will move, start preparing for your breakthrough. I thought somebody would say hallelujah. If you believe your mountain will move, start preparing for your breakthrough. Walk like it's already done. I said, walk like it's already done. Pray like it's already answered. Then finally, worship like victory is already yours. Amen. I want to repeat what I just said. Faith requires action. If you believe your mountain will move, start preparing for your breakthroughs. Walk like it's already done. Pray like it's already answered. Worship like victory is already yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, our action plan tonight is to remove every mountain. We have to identify our mountain. If you want a mountain to get out of your life, you have to identify that mountain in your life. So, number one, name the challenge that stands before you. Call it by name. If it's called fear, call fear. The fear, you have stayed with me for a long time, but today it is going to be bye-bye for you. Number two, speak to that mountain. If it's called doubt, tell Mr. Doubt, today is the end of you. You are going bye-bye. Now I want you to use the word of God and declare victory over it. I said, don't use a spray, a perfume. Don't use deodorant, but use what? The word of God. And when you use the word of God, declare victory over it. Number three, activate your faith. Somebody say, activate your faith. And how do you activate your faith? Move forward as it's the mountain is already gone. Move forward because the mountain is already what? Gone. Then number four, give thanks in advance. Give thanks in advance by praising God, for you see the miracle happen. Praise God that the miracle has happened. Final challenge. Think about the biggest mountain in your life right now. I challenge you to spend this week speaking faith over it every single day. Today is Wednesday in the U.S., but it's Thursday in Ghana and South Africa. I want you to declare God's promise and trust Him to move in ways beyond what you can imagine. Finally, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And I know you know that scripture already, but I want to say it anyway. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Beloved, this mountain shall be removed, saith the Lord. Believe it, declare it, and walk in victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for His word tonight. According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on a tree. It's a time that we're going to pray, prayer time. And because we are going to pray, I want you to unmute yourself, because I need you to encourage me so that I can also pray. I'm asking you to unmute yourself because we are going to declare the prayer topics. And I want you to open up your mouth and pray, because if you pray, heavens would open and answers will be your portion. We are going to pray tonight, strategic prayer. We are praying for divine health for you and your family. The Bible says, He wished above all things that we may prosper and be in good health. I want you to pray for your health. Health has become a challenge for most of us. I want you to pray and open your mouth and say, God, I want you to heal me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Shall we pray tonight? Open up your mouth and pray. Open up your mouth and pray. That God, I need that healing. Lord, I have identified the mountain of the sickness in my life, and I need that healing. And I'm expecting you, Lord, to reach out and heal me. For the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I want you to begin to do anything in my life. I want you to change things, and I want you to position me that I will receive restoration from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I want you to pray and tell God that, Lord, heal, 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 heal me from every sickness. We are not only praying for health as a sickness. We are praying for financial healing in our lives. We are praying for financial healing. We are praying for divine healing. We are praying for emotional healing. Some of us are sick mentally. Some of us are sick emotionally. Some of us are sick psychologically. Whatever sickness it is, I want you to tell the Lord, I want you to deal with me. I want you to deal with me, because with you all things are possible. There is nothing that the Lord you cannot do. You are a good God who cares. You are a good God who has good plans for my life, a plans to restore me, a plans to make me a better person, a plans to change my life for the best. Spirit of a living God, have your own way in my life. Spirit of a living God, move in my life as never before. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of a living God, heal me from every emotional pain. Heal me from every physical pain. Heal me from every spiritual struggles. In the name of Jesus, heal me from every financial problems. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are a God who cares. You are a God who is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which I can think or dream of. Yes, Lord. You can do it. You have done it before. Yes, Lord. Is anything too hard for you? No, for with God, all things are possible. Father, I know you can do it. I know you would do it because you care. You care. You care. Father, I thank you that I can identify this problem. I thank you that I can identify this mountain. And I speak the word of God that by faith, may this mountain be seized in our lives, even now, in the name of Jesus. Even now, in the name of Jesus, may this mountains be moved in our lives, even now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May this mountain be gone, even now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This mountain of pain, this mountain of doubt, this mountain of fear, this mountain, oh yes, of difficulties, I speak to you now, be gone in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are a good God. You are a good God. You are a good God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our next prayer topic is, we're going to pray for Africa, and we're going to pray for those of us in the U.S., the Africans in the diaspora, in the United States of America. I want to first pray for African leaders. We are praying that the spirit of greed that has eaten into African leaders, that it is not helping Africa to move forward, that God will break through, that our young and the upcoming young ones will be able to take leadership role in Africa. Pray that the Lord will bring divine intervention in the West Africa, in the East Africa, in the North Africa, and the South Africa, that the leaders will fear nothing but fear God. Fear God and allow God to reign in the countries. Pray this hour and commit African countries into the hands of a living God. In the name of Jesus, Ghana just got its new president. Pray that the prosperity of peace will reign in Ghana. Pray that the Lord will visit Nigeria. Pray that the Lord will visit South Africa. Pray that the Lord will visit Botswana. Pray that the Lord will visit other African countries. That the Lord will move in a very mighty way as never before. Yes, the Bible says, every nation that acknowledges the Lord, I, the Lord, will bless. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will bless Africa if we pray for the leaders. Pray, 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 pray for the leaders of Africa. Pray for the leaders of Africa. Spirit of a living God, lei mandori anda sikita. Spirit of a living God, move. Move in the African countries. Move in the African countries. Yes, the leadership are in your hands. Spirit of a living God, let your peace reign. Let your fear reign in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, there's nothing that the Lord you cannot do. You are a God who created us in your own image, and you place us in this planet earth. And therefore, Lord, we are praying for our leaders in Africa, that let them fear you, let them recognize you, give them a heart that will sympathize with those who they are subject under. Spirit of a living God, let peace and tranquility reign in Africa, in West Africa, in North Africa, in South Africa, oh yes, and East Africa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray that the protection of God will come over the people in living in Africa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Lord, move in Africa. Move in a very special way as never before, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that our God cannot do. There is nothing that our God cannot do. Our God can move in Africa. Our God can shape in our destiny. destiny. Our God can turn things around in Africa for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of a living God. Spirit of a living God. Move in the continent Africa. Let your fear and your presence be strong in Africa. Now I want you to pray for those of us who live in America. There is fear moving in America because of a new immigration situation that is happening. I want you to pray that the Lord will protect us in this land. The Lord will cover us with his blood. The Lord will see us through. For those of us who live in America, pray for each and every one of us and anyone who has been here and is struggling with his papers, that the Lord will have his own way. Pray that the Lord will save us. The Lord will cover us with his blood. The Lord will direct us. The Lord will move in every city where his people live. That the Lord will mark us with his blood. And the Lord will direct us. Pray for each and every one of us here in the U.S. Pray that grace will reign. Pray that grace will reign. Pray that peace will reign. Pray that the Lord will have his own way all over our lives here. In the name of Jesus, there is fear in the land. There is fear in the land. People are fearful of their livelihood. I want you to pray that, Lord, bless this nation. Change things for us. Especially for those of us who are immigrants, that we will not live in fear, that we will not live in doubt, but we will know that our God reigns. I want you to pray. Pray. Our God is a good God. He is a sincere God. He is a faithful God. He has never failed us. His promises are yea and amen to it. He will work his best through us and for us. Yes, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God is our Father, who can struggle with us? If God is for us, nothing is impossible. It's nothing that our God cannot do. There's nothing that our God cannot do. Our God is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which we can think or dream of. Our next prayer topic tonight is we want to pray for the DRO ministries. First prayer topic, we are praying for thanksgiving and praise. We want to thank God for how far he has brought the David Rex Orgin ministries to date. Don't say anything. Just say, Lord, I thank you for DRO ministries. I praise your name for DRO ministries. That's the first prayer topic. The second prayer topic is we are going to pray for spiritual growth and impact of DRO ministries around the globe. And the third is we are going to pray for an outreach and evangelism, that we will do an outreach this year to evangelize the whole world. And finally, we are going to pray for protection and divine favor for DRO ministries. Shall we pray? I want you to open up your mouth and begin to pray for DRO ministries. The topics are there, and I want you to remember to pray. Yes, Lord. You are a good God. You are a good God. You have never failed us. Your promises are yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Ikalawa Suturianda, Ilalava Satayandarava, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Ikarama Suturianda, Ilalava Zianda Yanda, Ilalava Sikituyanda, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, Ikataya Zianda, Imusuturianda, Imasakatayanda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Olianda Saikataya, Idalava Satayandu, Ibiandariandama, Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, let your name be glorified, let your name be glorified, have your own way in our life, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Now, our final prayer topic tonight, special personal supplication. We want to pray for a personal prayer request for everybody. For spiritual growth, we are praying for strength. We are praying for healing and restoration. We are praying for financial breakthroughs. And we are praying for provisions and family and relationship. I want you to lay your request before the Lord. Whatever you are struggling with, I want you to pray and tell God that, Lord, move in my life. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we all have a special request in our hearts. There are things that we are trusting that you would move and you would do in our lives. Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God. Matoli andali andaka, leki bosotori andabata, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy andaraba saikatayanda. Leki bosotori andarababa. Sheki tori andabata. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for answered prayer. We praise your name that you have answered our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for how far he has brought us. Shall we close our eyes and share the blessings as we depart? May the Lord smile on us. May the Lord make a way where there seems to be no way. May the Lord bring the fear and the knowledge upon our lives, even as we have received the message that this mountain shall be removed. May we go out knowing that every mountain in our lives have been removed in the name of Jesus. Let's stand on the promise of God and with faith, trusting that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.